Violence and economic difficulties are some of the worst problems facing Christian communities in the Middle East, the very home of Christianity. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have fled the region over the last 60 years or so, trying to find safer havens abroad where they can try to rebuild their lives. But the Catholic Church, working through its aid and development agencies, has been working to stem that tide of immigration, helping to help Christians live in their native lands. To raise money to fund projects aiding Eastern churches, not just in the Middle East, but also in Africa, Eastern Europe, and Asia, the Vatican Congregation for Oriental Churches, some three decades ago, created ROACO, the Association of Charitable Assistance to Eastern Churches. The 20-member agencies meet twice yearly to determine which projects they can fund. The Apostolic Nuncio to Egypt, Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, addressed members at the latest meeting, explaining why they should continue to support the Catholic community in Egypt.
There's a whole range of things that the church is doing, and not only for Christians, but also for Muslims, and so there are contacts in that way. And the church is very active and alive. Of course, it needs help. It needs help from outside because the country is poor. The people cannot contribute all that much, though there are some very wealthy Christians too. But the help from outside is much appreciated and is helping these institutions, these schools and orphanages and hospitals to continue. It is good to see that the church is alive, many vocations, and also the number of religious congregations is quite high for the number of Catholics in the country. So though the relations with Muslims are not always easy, and there isn't really persecution, but there is a certain amount of discrimination, yet the church is alive and well and deserves the support from outside.
Monsignor Robert Stern is Secretary General of CNEWA, the Catholic Near East Welfare Association. He's also president of the Pontifical Mission for Palestine, both members of ROACO. He details some of the types of projects those organizations have helped to finance in the past.
The Pontifical Mission for Palestine began as an emergency assistance in 1949 by Pope Pius XII and still continues helping people in the Middle Eastern countries. In effect, it's the Holy See Relief and Development Agency for the Middle East. And unfortunately, the state of emergency that originated the Pontifical Mission in 1949 in one form or another still continues, whether it's the people in Lebanon or Iraq or in Palestine itself. We have an office in Beirut, in Amman, and in Jerusalem, and program in all of these countries trying to support the work of the local church, formation of church leadership, assisting the schools, assisting hospitals and clinics, or, for example, in these days in Palestine, trying to provide grants to community organizations and institutions that employ people because the unemployment is so extensive. CNEWA is like the mother organization. It has a broader mission. It's to assist all of the churches under the jurisdiction of the Holy See's Congregation for the Eastern Churches. In that sense, it's not only concerned with the Middle Eastern countries, but Ethiopia, Eritrea, the Syro-Malabar and Malankara churches in India, and the churches in the Caucasus and Eastern Europe also. And so we, again, in CNEWA, try to assist especially the pastoral mission of the churches, church construction, schools, seminary formation, and all of the different works of the churches.
The recent war between Israel and Hezbollah and political upheaval in Lebanon have brought that country to its knees in recent months. Issam Bishara is CNEWA's regional director for Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt.
Today, unfortunately, the situation is very tense in Beirut and because of the demonstrations. And the church is trying to play an important role in bringing people together so that they would avoid the violence that is happening now. And in particular, to try to build some bridges among the different Christian factions that have now different political affiliations. And this is a very important role for the church to play, particularly in the absence of Christian political leaders who can bring the Christian community together. The church in Lebanon is taking this role and is doing its best. The church is also trying to help the Christians to stay in Lebanon because most of them are emigrating because of unemployment and very difficult economic situation. It is also the church who had been very supportive of the people during the recent war in July. The church played a very important role. And when I say the church, I mean not only the bishops, the priests, the sisters, but also church-related organizations, who like the Pontifical Mission, where we played an important role in supporting the displaced families who were coming from the south of Lebanon as a result of the Israeli shelling. And those people were supported by essential things like food, hygiene material, milk for children. And you would be pleased to know that several members of the organizations of the RUACO had contributed to funding this project that was provided for these displaced families.
While the war in Lebanon perhaps did not directly affect Christians living nearby in the Holy Land, the ongoing difficulties there continue to complicate their existence too. Funding from RUACO members has provided critical help to such institutions as Bethlehem University, run by the Christian Brothers. Vice Chancellor Brother Daniel Casey says their contribution helps the university form the future leaders of peace in the Holy Land.
Many of our special needs that the regular income would not provide for, these agencies come in and do that. So a few years ago, I guess it was three, at the RUACO meeting, we presented a plan for the upgrading of our computer center, which is a service center for the whole university. And the grant was awarded by two groups combined. And we upgraded the technology. We hired a consultant. So it was a very beneficial to the university and something we could not have done with our regular income.
What has the impact of RUACO's work in the Middle East been on the local churches?
But particularly the programs of agencies that target the development of people rather than the construction of buildings. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a need to construct buildings. That's obvious, but some of the organizations have set a high priority on training people. And I can see developments in those areas. A good example for us is at the university. Leadership training is critical. I mean, this whole Hamas, Fatah debacle, there's a need to train leaders, both for the church, for lay society, for politics, and so on. So the retired Cardinal Archbishop of Milan, Cardinal Martini, is retired, living in Jerusalem. And we gave him an honorary Doctor of Humanities degree at a convocation in 2005. And the idea was generated as a result of the convocation to set up a leadership institute named the Cardinal Martini Leadership Institute, whose focus would be leadership training, both student leaders, potential government leaders, leaders in the parishes, at the diocesan level, and so on. So now, who is going to fund this? Well, I was amazing at RUACO and outside RUACO. We got $250,000 U.S. because that was the amount that was stated. If you want to do something well to begin, this is what you have to do. So we have a think tank now of about 10 Palestinians, a lawyer, an economist, some work for NGOs, two church employees, and they've been meeting regularly with two of our faculty who are the secretaries to the think tank to try to hammer out the statutes of the Leadership Institute, programs, target groups, and so on. So that'll be up and running at least in a beginning stage in August, September. And I am very hopeful that it will benefit a lot of people, you know. So that would be an example of what RoWACO does. We have another entity on campus which has existed for years. We call it ICP, Institute for Community Partnership. And it's an outreach to the Bethlehem and the wider community, to adults. And it RoWACO and other organizations help significantly with their programs. We had a program for the olive tree farmers, how to cultivate the plants better, how to collaborate and sell the olives together in a collaborative to get a better price. We had a program for young women, mothers, who never finished secondary school. So the children are in school, they're free, they come mornings. And a whole other multiplicity of programs, you know, that. So that's what I meant, that some of these organizations are targeting the development of people. And I think long term, it'll have amazing results. And I'm happy that some of the RoWACO agencies are involved in that.
And that was Brother Daniel Casey, the Vice Chancellor of Bethlehem University.